I know what you were for Halloween. You were a listener to America Weekend. What a wonderful idea for a costume. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by in a few moments, and we will be talking about things you didn't know about your morning coffee. How important is that cup of Joe to you in the morning? For most people, they cannot start their day without it. There are things you didn't know about it. Are they good? Are they bad? You'll need to stay tuned. And then it will be this week's entertainment report. Christina has a lot on her mind. It even starts with a new study by the World Health Organization about meat and you eating meat. And she will weave that into the entertainment world in some way, shape, or form. And then we'll be talking about cool new baby names. Do you remember when it was boring, when everyone was Jennifer or John or Catherine? No. We have these crazy new names. Some of them are from movies and everything else, and we will talk about it. Yeah, as an aside, when was the last time you ran into a baby named Karen or Lisa? There are names that are disappearing. Karen is becoming as commonplace as Gertrude was about 20 or 30 years ago, but we'll have the story. We start things off this hour with, yes, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, when people get dressed up, and they, or kids do, when they go door to door and they ask for free candy. Adults get dressed up and they go to office parties or they go out and they just look ridiculous for a few hours on All Hallows Eve. Let's talk about the kids first. My wife and I say every single year, and we're the parents of a 12-year-old, and the whole idea of going trick-or-treating is starting to kind of hit its crest. He's, you know, with his friends this weekend, but still in all, we don't see as many kids trick-or-treating as we used to. We've lived in our home for 20 years, and I remember when we first moved in, there were tons and tons of kids now, and it's a shame it's gotten this way. Anyone who's under 10 or even 11 is escorted by a parent. Think about when you were a kid. Did you have a parental escort to go trick-or-treating? I didn't. Sometimes I was off on my own. Sometimes I was with a bunch of friends. And you would just go to about 8, 9 o'clock at night, maybe a little earlier if it was a school night, and you would get your candy and go home. Now we live in a whole different world. You can't let your kids walk the streets pretty much anywhere at any time by themselves, so there's a parental chaperone. But the costumes have gotten creative. Do you remember when, at least when I was a kid, you would very easily walk into the drugstore, even the supermarket, or the discount department store, the Grants, the S.J. Kleins, the Kmarts of the day, and there would be a giant aisle of all of these boxes. And you would take the box down, and you would look in, and through the plastic, you would see the mask. And, oh, that's Casper. Oh, that's Superman. Oh, that's Hello Kitty, whatever. And you would very easily just pick out a costume and pay for it. And what you would do is you would go home, and it was the one piece. And what was that even made out of? That very light, sheer material where you would step into it, and then you would tie it around your back, and you would put your arms in it, and your parents would then tie the ribbon around the back of your neck. And then you would have the mask with the rubber band. Boom, you're done. $2.99, there you go. But no. Nowadays, it's this big to-do. I remember when our son was a baby, my wife is placing orders right after August. What is he going to be for Halloween? We need to buy the costume. We need to order the costume. And UPS is bringing the costume. Really? This is a little involved. And even now, you can go, every single town has, what, Halloween Depot, Halloween for You, the empty store. Pick the empty store in town, the furniture store that went under, in a lot of cases, the supermarket now that has gone under, and it becomes Halloween Depot for 5 or 6 weeks. And you can go in there and buy anything you need to scare anyone. So it's become very different. And even adults now get dressed up to go to work. Did you do that? I don't know. I could never buy into that. Halloween has changed. And we always hear the stories that, oh, you got to be careful about the candy. My child does not eat any of it. It gets dumped. Because I don't trust anyone out there. There are way too many lunatics. Stay with us. Things you didn't know about your morning coffee coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helped to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios, a shot blocked by Rafferty. Back to Chelios. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green. Harrison with you. In London, city folk are thinking green by taking matters into their own hands. No longer are they waiting for cleanup of their rundown neighborhoods. Instead, they've created teams of green gorillas, that's G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A-S, who head out after dark and plant flowers and green grass in slum areas. Richard H. is a green gorilla.
What I focus on is neglected public land, because it's a win-win situation, and the process of actually doing it as well is hugely satisfying.
Needless to say, police see these green gorillas planting flowers in slums as trespassing.
Well, you commit an offence is what you're doing now. It's not your property. You've got no lawful authority to be doing what you're doing, any of you. Mm-hmm. So you're liable to arrest.
Yeah. You've not got permission to do it, so now quite happily take you into custody for criminal damage. If that's the way you want to go.
I don't know. I don't want to go that
way. Right, okay. Well,
then I won't be able to.
Well, it's a start from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.